Trumos, Perek Yud, Mishnah, Hey, 10:5. This Mishnah discusses the topic of Tiltan, which is Fenugreek. Some may know it in the Jewish world. It's called Chilba by the Yemenites, and it's used in some Eastern cooking. Indian food uses it. I think Ashkenazi cooking doesn't use it very much at all. In any case, the Fenugreek seeds are edible, but the stalks on which those seeds grow are considered to be inedible. The thing is, however, that the stalks on which the seeds grow, while not normally eaten by people, only animals, does have the same taste as the fenugreek seeds. So our mission will discuss the issue of where fenugreek imparts flavor to something else, where the fenugreek is the iser, and the something else which receives the fenugreek flavor is the heter, meaning the permissible food. And the question is, the restrictions of the iser now apply to the permissible food just because you can taste the fenugreek had been here. Again, because some of the taste will come from the seeds and some of the taste will potentially come from the stalks. And the seed is food while the stalks are not. So the answer will be, one has to decide whether or determine whether the stalks also carry the same iser or if only the seeds do. And in some categories of iser, only where the edible foodstuff is that which has the iser. And in others, the stalk itself also will carry the iser status. So in total, the Mishnah will consider five different categories of iser. The first two will be truma and meiser sheni. And for those, the seeds, the edible for people part, does have the restrictions of Truma and Meister Shani respectively, and therefore we will only consider the volume of the seeds in the mixture. Whereas the other three categories of Israel will consider, which will be Shvius, Kilaya Kerem, and Hektish, for those, the stalks also carry the Isser, and therefore we will include the volume of the stalks when we calculate if we had the taste is present in the mixture. And that will mean then, according to this Mishnah, if you have fenugreek, and the fenugreek, let's say, is truma, and the fenugreek stalks and seeds together fall inside wine, for example, and you remove the fenugreek, still that wine could taste that it has fenugreek present and yet still be permitted to be consumed by a non-Kohen. And the reason why is because it could be that the taste is coming not from the seeds, but from the stalks. That's the idea. So we'll discuss each of these five different categories of Isser separately, each one in their own, and we'll let you start with the first two, meaning Truma and Meiser Sheni. And for those two, again, it's the seeds which are forbidden and restricted, but the stalks are not, and therefore the stalks are not to be considered. You'll have to have a sufficient seed volume to be able to contribute the taste, and if the taste would have been present even without the stalks, then it would be forbidden. And if not, then the fact that it tastes like fenugreek is not significant. So the Mishnah says inside, Tiltan shenafel lasoch habor shel yayin. You have fenugreek. The word tiltan, by the way, in modern Hebrew, means clover. And the reason why both of those words, fenugreek and clover, both from the word tiltan, is because the word tiltan in taf lamed taf in Aramaic, and really talat in Arabic today, means the number three. In Aramaic, the shin of Hebrew turns to a taf, so it's like shalosh, if you will. In any case, so tiltan, this three-leafed plant, but it means in our Mishnah fenugreek, the three-leafed fenugreek, shenaf latocha bor shel yain, that fell into the cistern that contains the wine that's fermenting. Betrum of a meiser sheni, if what we're talking about is fenugreek that was truma or meiser sheni, so then, im yesh bezera kadei liten tam, you have to figure out if there's enough in a volume from just and taste that could come from just the seeds to convey taste, even if the stalks hadn't fallen in. Avlo be'etz, you do not include the eitz, meaning the stalks, in the calculations. Let's just go back and discuss the statuses of these two things. When it comes to truma, we know, that's our topic of our mesechta, it's restricted to non-Kohanim, which would mean if there was enough seed that fell in to convey taste to the wine, then the wine would become forbidden to non-Kohanim. If you haven't got someone to taste it, or if you're not going to be tasting it, so then what's the volume? How many times of wine do you need to have relative to the seeds. So you probably want it to say 100 times, because we've seen many times that you need 100 times of heter to, of chulin to truma. But again, that's not correct. When it comes to truma, remember the 100 times against is required only in a min b'mino mixture, when you have two sets of food that are the same type of food, they get mixed together, just some is chulin and some is truma, like truma grape juice falling back into grape juice, etc. But here you have truma fenugreek falling into grape juice, or wine, and that being the case, so you only need 60 times against. As for Maaser Sheni, of course, is the second tithe, which is taken to Jerusalem and eaten there. So the restriction we're talking about here is being able to eat this wine, or drink this wine, outside of Yerushalayim. So we're going to say, if there is 60 times more wine than there is fenugreek seeds, so then, even if you remove the seeds for that matter, then the wine will be permitted to be drunk outside of Yerushalayim, and if not, then it can't be, it has the restrictions of Maaser Sheni, and therefore must only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Another, just a little trivia question here, or a pop quiz, if you will. Why doesn't the Mishnah talk about Maaser Rishon, or about Maaser Ani? Usually when you have Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Ani, sort of as a set. And the answer is, because only Truma and Maaser Sheni carry restrictions. Those are Isser. Truma, again, only for Kohanim, Maaser Sheni, only in Yerushalayim. But Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani are not restricted foods. Anybody can consume them. They may belong to a Levi in the case of Maaser Rishon, or to the poor person in the case of Maaser Ani, but there's no reason why a non-Levi can't eat Maaser Rishon. So just to illustrate, if your next-door neighbor, the Kohen, invites you over for dinner, he may not serve you Truma, because Truma is forbidden to you as a non-Kohen, even if he eats it. Whereas if you go to your next neighbor who's Levi, he could serve you dinner with Maaser Rishon, because you're allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. It just belongs to Levi. He can give it to you if you want to. Okay, so that's why Maaser Sheni and Truma are yes listed, whereas Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, not listed. They're not Isser. The second part of the Mishnah says, B'Shvias, B'Kilai HaKerem, and B'Hekdesh. When it comes to Shvias, that means Shemitah produce, Kilai HaKerem, grain or green that grew in a vineyard, and hektish, foodstuffs that were consecrated to the Beis Hamikdash, given to the Beis Hamikdash, and dedicated to it. So then, in those scenarios, the stalks also have the Isser status, and therefore, im yesh bezera uva eitz k'deli tentam, you have to calculate the volume of both the seed and the stalks together to determine if there's enough there to convey taste into the wine. Let's just go through these separately. Shvias. So Shvias is Shemitah produce. You recall that normally wood is not going to have Kedusha Shvias, but that's wood that's for burning. But this wood isn't for burning. This wood is for adding flavor, and the flavor is Nozen Tam L'Shavach. It improves the taste of the wine by adding fenugreek flavor, and therefore it's significant, just like the food stuff, the seed part, is legitimate flavor to add to your wine, so too is the wood stalks, and therefore the wood stalks of Shemitah produce could and does have Kedusha Shvias in this scenario. Kilai HaKerem. Kilai HaKerem is grains or greens that's planted in a vineyard, and within Dalet Amos of the vineyard, the work area of the vineyard included, so that food is, such grains or greens become forbidden. And the pasuk says pentikdash, lest it become totally forbidden. And the drush is of tikdash, which is a strange word, choice of words, is the drush is tukad eish. It has to be burned in a fire. It's asr bahana. And that would include anything that grows inside the vineyard, not just the food part, but also the stalks and the wood, the plant itself. And finally, hektesh. Hektesh is whatever you dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you dedicate your fenugreek plant, then the whole plant becomes hektesh, both the stalks as well as the seeds. In terms of ratios here, it's a little different, worth noting. When it comes to Shvias and Kilai HaKerem, the requisite amount you need is 200 times. Okay, so you need to have 200 times of the Shemitah produce together, or the Kilai HaKerem produce together, to be batel. if it's mixed in. If it's removed and only have as a taste issue, I mean, if you blended it together, let's say, if you just remove the fenugreek pieces, then you're just left with if the taste is present or not. Fine. In all those cases, if there is taste present, then the mixture has its restrictions of the isser part. And if there's no taste present in the wine, then it's unrestricted.